Locals only on News Talk 5090 KVTA. If you watch TV or you read the newspaper, you hear about the grand jury recommended. Well, we have a grand jury in Ventura County. One of them is looking for your help, and I'll explain that in just a moment. Please welcome to the show the foreperson of the Ventura County Grand Jury 2016-2017, Pamela Riss. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well. Now, the grand jury, I understand there's a criminal one and a civil one. Which one are you part of?
I'm part of the civil grand jury. Ventura County has opted to have separate civil and criminal grand juries.
Ah,
right. So we're serving on the civil grand jury right now.
Now, how many people are on the civil grand jury?
We have 19 members. They call us the grand jury, which means large. We're larger than a typical, you know, jury trial kind of jury. And we have 19 members from throughout the county of Ventura.
Now, how do you get to, well, we'll get that in just a second. I was going to ask you, is it you go down to the courthouse and you sit around and wait? Like, I was just on jury duty last week, but I could spot a guilty person a mile away, so they didn't let me. No, I'm teasing. we'll get to how you get on the grand jury in just a moment. Let me back up a little bit. As I said at the beginning, you know, on TV shows or the news or, you know, the newspaper, you hear about, well, the grand jury decided. What does a grand jury do?
Well, most people are more familiar with the criminal grand jury,
which
is the one that gets all the coverage on the news. And they return indictments and look at evidence for the district attorney. And they're pulled from the jury pool that you just referred to because they want a good representation of people from throughout the county. The civil grand jury, on the other hand, is an application. And so we are asked to look at local government, which is county government or city governments, and we respond to citizen complaints where people may feel that the government is not serving them properly. So people can write a complaint to the grand jury, and we are tasked to kind of be the eyes and the ears or the watchdog for the average citizen in the county.
Wow. So are we talking that nasty cop put a ticket on my car every morning, even though or are we talking about, you know, my neighbor wants to put a wall up and I keep saying that it's going to block my, you know, is that the sort of thing?
We get absolutely everything. Because people don't really understand what the grand jury does, we get personal disputes. We get the whole range of things. But what we really have jurisdiction over is county government and city government or agencies, things like the sheriff's department, the hospitals, libraries, the actual governments themselves. So people will write in and say things like, my street lights are broken, or I don't think they should have built on that hillside, you know, things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's more encompassing. That would affect more people more than just personal things then?
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, we try to look at things that we think are going to have broad-reaching effects. So, you know, we might look at a complaint, and first question is, do we have jurisdiction over this? And secondly, we have limited resources. So, you know, if we receive 50 complaints, we don't have time to look at all 50.
No, that's true.
We are mandated to look at every complaint that comes in, but we are allowed to choose which ones we choose to investigate. And in that case, we want to see which ones would have the most far reaching impact.
Wow. And I've got to step back for just a second, Pamela, and I love policemen. I didn't mean to say, you know, that in today's climate, you got to be careful about things like that. Cops are fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I didn't mean to be disparaging against. So I just wanted to clarify that. So,
okay.
All righty. Okay. So the Ventura County Grand Jury, you said it's pulled from people. You are looking for people to be part of the Ventura Grand Jury 2017-2018. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how do you go about finding such a diverse group of people?
Well, we try to get the word out there. We do speaking engagements. We go over and speak to the jury pool. You said you were there last week. We go every Wednesday and speak to the jury pool. We put ads in the paper. We do things like this type of interview. We want to get the word out there about what we are, because most people don't really know about the grand jury. And so our jury works for a one-year period, and we match the county's fiscal year. So we start July 1, and then we serve for 1 year. So it's important that people understand that we serve for 1 year, and we try to get the word out there and get people to apply, and we want to get a good cross-representation of the entire county. So we don't want to have everybody that comes on this jury just in the city of Ventura or Simi. We want to have a nice mix, because different parts of the county have different issues.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. And we also like to get a nice broad representation of people with different backgrounds. You know, when you have people that have been former police officers or lawyers or doctors or, you know, stay-at-home moms or teachers, I mean, we like to have a real good mix of backgrounds, because when we get issues coming in here and we sit around and look at them, it's very helpful to have people that bring a different level of experience and expertise to things, to see, we all see different aspects of something.
Right. I used to have a friend, a coworker, that said you need a fresh set of eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So then you don't have to have legal experience. You don't have to, it's just like a regular jury. It's just average, normal Ventura County type people. Then.
Right. Now, the one thing that I would say is that the requirements to be a grand juror, that you have to be a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
You have to be a resident of the county for at least a year. You have to be at least 18 years old.
Okay.
And they say you have to be of average intelligence and fair character.
Gets me out of it.
Yeah, and that you have to have a good command of the English language, because we're going to be working, reading reports and doing research that are going to be written in English. So you have to have a working, you know, ability to with the language.
Okay.
And some decent computer skills, because we do a lot of internet research. Now, the time commitment is 1 year.
Okay.
And we typically work 3 to 4 days a week, depending. You know, it's a little quieter in the beginning of the year, but as we get involved in investigations, we have briefings, we go out and do interviews and site visits and a lot of internet research, so the days get a little longer. So that is a big commitment on people's time. You should think of it as kind of a part-time job, a heavy part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to get retired people because they have the time availability.
Right.
Most younger people are still raising families and working in their careers. So the jury tends to be made up of retired people.
Right. Now, you did mention that it's almost like a part-time job, and
mm-hmm.
I've got to ask, is this a paid position, or is it volunteer? Do you get
We are essentially volunteers,
gotcha.
Although the county does pay us a daily stipend of $25 a day,
mm-hmm.
plus the IRS rate for mileage reimbursement.
Oh, okay.
So they do pay us, but they have been very, very generous in giving us beautiful quarters to work in. And we all have our own computer and workstations. As you meet with other jurors around the state, you learn that not all counties have been so supportive. Some work out of basements, people's homes.
Really?
They share a conference room. So the fact that we have chambers and we have offices with private workspaces is very wonderful.
That is very wonderful.
Absolutely.
Now, where do you get an application to be part of the grand jury? Is it once you, well, I'll ask you that in a second. First of all, where do you get the applications?
Okay, the applications are available several places. We have them actually in the jury services room or for the jury pool. They're always there. And we have them online is probably the place where most people could access that. So
okay.
It would be a matter of going to the County of Ventura website.
Okay.
And under the department section, you can find the grand jury. And when you go to the grand jury portion of the website, there's a place there that lists forms. And you can download a form and complete it,
okay.
And it gives you instructions on how to mail that in.
Now, my next question for you is, you get your application, you fill it in, you want to be do your service for the county and for your fellow citizens. first come, first served, or is this like it's a regular job where you're going to call through and do you nominate people? Do you pick people? How does that work?
There's a process with several steps. All of the applications go to the jury services area, okay. And those are the people that handle just regular jury duty. Mm-hmm. And once they receive all the applications, and we will be accepting them through April the 7th this year.
Okay.
And the first step is they take all those and do background checks on everybody.
Ah.
And once people pass through the background check, then the applications are sent over to the current jury. And those of us who are not going to be returning next year, we are asked to serve a one-year term, and we have the option to renew for a second. And after the second year, we're asked to step down. So a number of us will not be returning next year. And we will go through those applications and come up with our questions and set up interviews. And then after we complete the interviews, we rank all of the jurors and make some notes on what we see as people's particular strengths or gifts that they would bring to the jury. And we send that over to the presiding judge of the Superior Court, and they review it as well. And they may call a few people in to interview separately if they want to get a look-see at a particular person. And then from that, they select the pool of jurors. And that takes place from through April, May, and then in June we send out letters to the pool, the people who have been selected for consideration, and we do a two-day training at mm-hmm. the end of June, and on somewhere around July 1, we go over to the Superior Court, and they literally draw names out of a box, so it's a random selection.
Oh, my goodness.
Point. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So people will go through all that training and anxiety, and people get very excited about it, and then their name may or may not be pulled.
Oh, my goodness.
The important thing is that they are alternates, and alternate people think, oh, well, I don't want to be an alternate, but every year we pull at least a couple of alternates onto the jury. So it's very important to have a good pool of alternates.
That's true, because life happens,
exactly.
With the best intentions. Mm-hmm. So we're talking with Pamela Risch. She is the foreperson of the Ventura County Civil Grand Jury, the Ventura Grand Jury, 2016-17. They're looking for people to join. Again, it's a one-year service, and you can get your applications at the jury services office over at the government center, and the website is grandjury.countyofventura.org, or you can just stop by. Is Cece there? She was the jury lady the other day for me.
Okay.
So stop by and get that application again. By when does it have to be in? April?
April the 7th is our deadline this year.
April 7th. Okay, so you got a couple weeks. Get that application in, and thank you so much for your service. What are you going to do with all your free time?
Oh, I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, good for you. Pamela, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I hope you get a great crew.
Oh, I hope
so. For the grand jury for next year. Pamela Risch, foreperson, Ventura County Grand Jury 2016-2017. Thank you.
Thank you very much.